And now, on a delayed basis, it's time for Monday Morning Money Talk with the United Federal Credit Union. And in the house with us this morning is Stevensville Branch Manager Thomas Newnham. Good morning.
Morning, Pat. How's it going?
So far, so good. Well, for a lot of folks, it's end of the year bonus time. And you've got some great tips on how to best use bonus money that may be coming your way.
I absolutely do, Pat. And also, if you're not getting a bonus, it's tax time. So maybe you're getting a lump of money that way.
Yeah, that's true.
This could apply to as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the first impulse for many people may be go out and go buy some things that they've wanted for a while.
It's bonus time for me.
Bonus time, the money's gone right away. But there might be some things, savings, investment options that make more sense to make their bonuses last well beyond this year, and they might want to consider these options.
All right.
So the first one is planning for retirement. That's always a good idea, so you're not working the rest of your life. Maybe you can enjoy a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Maybe open some 401k options or IRA options, and we do offer retirement specialists at United Federal Credit Union. So if you're not sure where to start, pop on into any branch, and we can get you pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, assess your personal situation and see what works best for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And even if you're not currently working with a retirement specialist with United, say it's somewhere else, if you're a member with us, that's a free consultation. They'll look at what you got and see if we can help you out a little bit better than what they're doing.
Yeah, excellent.
The next tip I got for you is save for a home.
Yeah.
No better feeling than owning your own place and not just throwing your money away on rent.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, saving up a bonus and throughout the year and maybe another bonus can add up real quickly, especially if you're putting it in some CDs or some money markets that are earning some great interest right now. Looking to buy a house in the future, that might be a good option for your bonus.
Very much so.
The third option is an emergency fund. And actually, I would probably bump that up to number one. That's really important, having emergency funds. You don't have to, tap those credit cards again when something happens to the house or the car or whatnot. So,
yeah, because inevitably, once you start doing that, it just gets deeper and deeper, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a hard hole to dig out of. So. And if you get all those done and you're wondering what to do, maybe start saving for your kids' college, or maybe just put it away for your kids so they can buy a house one day. Other than that, pay off some debt. If you got that debt out there, that's a good one too. Maybe even before you start retirement or saving for college, pay off those credit cards with those high interest rates, 20, 30%, those add up quick. If you can pay those down, that'll help out a lot.
Absolutely. Well, as you have always said before, you pay yourself first.
Yes,
absolutely. Before you start saying, buy for yourself.
Yeah. That's a good point, Pat.
Yeah.
Sixthly, we can always support a good cause. There's a lot of different organizations in the area that need some help, especially in the winter. Funds get tight after Christmas for these organizations. If you got a little bit laying around, donate to some charities. That's also a tax write-off that you could probably qualify for, so look into that. And then the last one, which is funny you brought it up, treat yourself. You did work hard all year long, and maybe you've been putting off a couple different things, that new snowblower for today.
Yeah. That would be a wise investment,
that'd be
I think.
A good one, yeah. So, don't be afraid to treat yourself, though, because everybody works hard, and it's not a bad thing to, spoil yourself once in a while. Maybe go on that vacation you've been putting off, get out of this freezing temps.
Very true. Well, those are all great advice points, and, a lot of folks tend to forget those because all of a sudden you get a huge, chunk of money, or even, a moderate size, chunk of money, and you go, wow, bonus time, let's just go out, and you just start spending like a drunken sailor or whatever, and then you just kick back and you go, whoa, what happened to all that money? The amazing thing I was always look forward to, is I'd have some money coming in, and in my mind, I've already got it spent, but by the time I actually receive it, I've spent it like 12 different ways, which means, I don't have 12 times that money.
That's a great point, Pat. Maybe take a moment, sit down, and write out some things you need to do, and actually say where you want that money to go, because I've done that too, where I'm like, oh, I could do that or I could do that. And next thing you know, the money's gone and I haven't done anything that I probably should have. Yeah. So, went out to some nice dinners.
Well, then that just exacerbates the bad feeling. It's just like, oh, geez, not only did I not save it, I spent it on really stupid stuff. And now what am I going to do?
Right,
you
know, absolutely.
I had the opportunity to buy, you know, a house or, you know, at least make a down payment. I had the opportunity to start a 401k and didn't do that. So,
you know, setting yourself up for success in the future is a good good thing to do.
Absolutely.
You know, that steak dinner is delicious now, but maybe, you know.
But it's gone tomorrow.
Yep, exactly.
Well, you know, it's always best to put it away or do something productive with it before
Absolutely.
You start toying around.
Always a good idea, yes, sir.
All right. Very good. Always great advice. And if anybody has would like to learn more or would like to sit down with one of your counselors, what's the best way?
As always, you can always come into any of our branches. We have them located all over Southwest Michigan. So you can pop on in and talk to somebody there. Or if you're a little strapped for time, you can always call into our call center. They can direct you to the right person to talk to. So our call center number is 888-982-1400. That'll get you to talking to somebody right away.
All right. And for additional resources online, you can go to?
You can always go to our website, www.unitedfcu, as in Federal Credit Union. So that's unitedfcu.com.
All right.
There's some good links there. And actually, you can do some live chatting with one of our member service advisors in the call center as well. So maybe you're stuck at work on this snowy day and need to talk about retirement.
Exactly. Especially you sit around on a day like today and think about retirement to someplace a lot warmer, right?
A little warmer. Maybe Tahiti, Bora Bora.
Dream big.
Right?
Go big or go home, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thomas Newnham is Stephensville branch manager for United Federal Credit Union. That is Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday morning. Have yourself